Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Let's start off this great lesson with a talk about it question. Today's question is, what sports do you enjoy participating in and why?
Well, the types of sports that I like to do aren't really organized sports at all. If I'm going to exercise, I like to do things like hiking or Pilates or yoga.
Okay, and throughout my life, I have really enjoyed a few different team sports. They're very American ones, though. I love baseball and American football.
Baseball and American football, those are very American sports.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. There's a lot of strategy and things to learn with them. And I also really enjoy watching the professional versions of them.
Well, we're talking about a different type of sport today, friends. I'm not sure if you've heard about it or not. It's called parkour. And this is the art of moving anywhere.
Right. It is a sport. You might even call it kind of like an extreme sport. Something where people are always trying to do something even more extreme than the last person. Let's jump into it with our first reading.
Parkour, the art of moving anywhere. This sport challenges you to go over, under, and through obstacles using only your body. Most people find crawling up walls and leaping from rooftops to be out of the ordinary. But for people who practice parkour, it's all in a day's work. Parkour is often called the art of movement. People who do it, known as traceurs, train to move from one place to another as quickly and smoothly as possible. They jump, climb, and roll past obstacles instead of going around them.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.首先我们来看 smoothly 这个副词，意思是顺利的、流畅的。譬如 The school play went smoothly because everyone remembered their lines and cues. 学校的话剧表演顺利完成，因为每个人都记得自己的台词和提示。片语 run smoothly 的意思是运作顺畅。譬如Regular maintenance is key to making sure your bike's gears and brakes always run smoothly. 定期保养自行车是确保它的变速器和刹车运作顺畅的关键。Smoothly 去掉字尾的 ly 就会变成动词 smooth 是指使平整。譬如 Grandma and I worked together to smooth out the wrinkles in the fabric before sewing it.奶奶跟我一起把布料上的皱褶烫平之后，才开始缝制。
Parkour might not be a sport familiar to everyone. Let's talk about what you need to do in this sport.
Okay, we read here, this sport challenges you to go over, under, and through obstacles using only your body.
Okay, going under, over, through obstacles.Obstacles are things that block your progress. They stop you from going from one place to another.
Here's an example. Sarah faced many obstacles before reaching her goal. But this isn't exactly the type of obstacle we're talking about here. Yes, these things do block progress, but they're physical things that you have to move or maneuver around or over.
Yeah, we read on, most people find...crawling up walls and leaping from rooftops to be out of the ordinary.
I would definitely consider that to be out of the ordinary myself. Now this word crawling, friends, means to move on your hands and knees Or it could also mean to do something very slowly.
For example, the baby is crawling across the floor. That would be across the ground. Here in our article, we saw crawling up walls.
Okay, now this word crawling could also mean that something is happening very slowly. For example, the progress on the project is really crawling. That's not what we're talking about here. As Garrett said, we are crawling up walls in our article.
Yeah, well, for people who practice parkour, this interesting sport, it's all in a day's work. What does that mean?
Okay, all in a day's work is a great phrase for you to know, friends. This is something that's normal or expected. For example, for a doctor, saving lives is all in a day's work.
Right, it's what they expect to do. It's part of the job. Okay, well, parkour is often called the art of movement. That's a lot like what we heard at the top of our lesson in our title.
The art of something is the skill of doing something well. For example, Lisa is learning the art of cooking.
Well, people who do it, parkour, known as traceurs, train to move from one place to another as quickly and smoothly as possible.
Now, as you can hear, friends, that word traceur is not really a word that has derived from English.
No, it comes from French. That's because the whole sport of parkour comes from France. Traceurs are people who do parkour.
Okay, and the traceur could jump over a wall in the park. That's a way you could use that word in a sentence.
Well, some other things that traceurs do, they jump, climb, and roll past obstacles instead of just going around them.
So when I have seen videos of people doing parkour before, I've noticed that the idea is to do things in an extreme way. So you could just walk around an obstacle, or you could jump over it, or roll over it, or do a flip over it even.
Yeah, sometimes it feels a little unnecessary. Other times they do things that you just couldn't do without some of these special skills.
That's a good point as well. We're going to learn more about what makes parkour parkour in this next reading.
Parkour, the art of moving anywhere. To do this, traceurs use different techniques. One is the cat balance, moving along narrow ledges on all fours. They also use the tic-tac, where they kick off or run up walls. Sometimes called an extreme sport, parkour has no strict rules. It's based on natural movements and needs no special equipment.
They went hiking in extreme weather with strong winds and freezing temperatures. 他们在严峻的天候、强风和严寒的气温下爬山。Extreme 也可以当名词，意思是极端。惯用于 go from one extreme to another 的意思是从一个极端到另一个极端。例如His driving style tends to go from one extreme to another, either too fast or too slow. 他的驾驶风格往往走极端，不是太快就是太慢。Extreme 的副词 extremely 是指非常的、极其。譬如 ,She was extremely happy to receive the award in recognition of her hard work. 她非常开心收到表彰辛勤工作的奖项。
In parkour, traceurs learn some special ways of doing things so they can do their sport. Let's talk about a few of them.
All right, traceurs have to have special techniques. Techniques are special ways of doing something.
For example, Kevin learned new painting techniques in art class.
All right, so let's read here what our article says. To do this, traceurs use different techniques. Here's an example. One is the cat balance. moving along narrow ledges on all fours.
Okay, so they're able to learn some things from the animal world, specifically from cats, so they can move across ledges.
Now, a ledge is a narrow, flat surface on the side of something. When I think of a ledge, I usually think of something very narrow and oftentimes very high.
Right, it could be like the edge of a rooftop. For example, birds sat on the ledges of the building.
Okay, so I'm trying to picture a tressor right now, maneuvering across a ledge, walking like a cat.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure what that would look like, but I guess it works for them. They also use the tic-tac, where they kick off or run up walls.
Okay, so this sounds pretty intense to me. If they're running up walls and walking on all fours on ledges, it does sound kind of dangerous.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think I've seen this last one before, kind of like running up the walls and then jumping backward, sometimes even doing a flip.
Yeah, exactly. And we find out here that yes, parkour is sometimes called an extreme sport, but we do find out here that parkour has no strict rules.
Yeah, it's not like other extreme sports like snowboarding or skateboarding that actually have competitions with rules and a winner.
That's right. We find out why here in this next sentence. It's based on natural movements and needs no special equipment.
Okay, so it's based on natural movements. If something is based on something else, it's built from or developed using that other thing as a starting point.
For example, a movie might be based on a true story. Now, with many movies, they're not usually completely true to that original story, but they're based on it. They use it for the storyline, and then they change some things as they go on. I feel like this might be what has happened with parkour as well.
Sure, you had those natural movements. People saw how they worked, what they could learn from them, and they changed them to create parkour.
Exactly. Now there's one more thing we want to take a look at from this section, friends. It's that word equipment. Equipment are the tools you need for a job or an activity.
It's important in many extreme sports to check your safety equipment before you start so there aren't any accidents.
I wonder if people who do parkour use any safety equipment.
Well, our article seems to say that you don't need any special equipment. That doesn't mean you don't need any basic things.
That's true. All right, friends, well, we aren't done learning about parkour just yet. In the next section, we're going to talk a little bit more of the history of the sport, so don't go anywhere. Right now, it's time for today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Movement. One time, I tried to carry a bookshelf up 3 flights of stairs alone. It got stuck halfway. I got stuck inside it, and someone walking by just said, "Smooth move." Not helpful, but fair. Let's talk about move, a word that's always going somewhere. To move ahead means to make progress. Let's move ahead with the project. You're pushing forward physically or mentally. Move on can mean leaving something behind. She broke up with him and moved on with her life. Or let's move on to the next topic. Closure and forward motion, all in one. Now the classics, move in and move out. We're moving in next week. New place, new chaos. They moved out yesterday. Bye-bye security deposit. Remember that line earlier? Smooth move is sarcasm. You spilled soup on your laptop. Smooth move. It means the exact opposite of smooth. And finally, make a move could mean taking action or making a romantic gesture. It's time to make a move and ask her out. No pressure, just butterflies. So whether you're moving house or moving on, just try not to get stuck in a bookshelf. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Parkour, the art of moving anywhere. Parkour's roots go back to early 20th century France, where an officer in the Navy promoted fitness through running, jumping, and climbing. Modern parkour, developed by French teens called the Yamakaze, has appeared on TV and in movies and ads. You don't have to leap between rooftops to try it. Build your skills and make the world your playground.
Her brother joined the Navy and now travels the world on a ship. 她的哥哥加入海军，现在乘船旅行世界各地。Navy 也可以当形容词，意思是深蓝色的。譬如 ，The bridesmaids' dresses were navy, and the groom and groomsmen wore navy suits to match. 伴娘的礼服是深蓝色的，新郎和伴郎们则穿着深蓝色的西装来搭配。跟 navy 相关的另一个形容词是 naval， 是指海军的或是军舰的。譬如。The country held a large naval parade to display its fleet. 这个国家举行了盛大的海军阅兵仪式，以展示它的舰队。这就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So why exactly would someone invent this sport of parkour? Where exactly did it come from?Let's talk about that.
Okay, we read here together, friends. Parkour's roots go back to early 20th century France. Let's stop there for just a moment and talk about this word roots. Now, a root is a part of a plant. It's the part under the ground that we can't see. But when we're talking about the roots of a thing or a situation or a sport,We're talking about how that thing came to be, where it begins.
For example, you could say the food pizza's roots started in Italy.
That's where it had its beginning. And we find out here that parkour had its roots in 20th century France. I had no idea.
I have heard this before, actually. It's where an officer in the Navy promoted fitness.Through running, jumping, and climbing.
Okay, let's talk about what an officer is, friends, to better understand this. An officer is a person with a position of authority. We're usually talking about someone in the military or in the police.
For example, the officer gave orders during the training exercise. Now, I had heard about this before on a great show that was aroundmaybe 10 years ago, called Man vs. Wild. Have you heard of this show before?
I have heard of this before. I think it was pretty extreme.
It was a fun show. A former soldier from England had this show where he kind of showed how you can survive in very wild places. And he talked about how the French military used parkour to move around very difficult places.Like deserts or in the mountains.
Now, I have heard this about parkour before, that one of the main components is the idea that when you work out your body or you move your body, you want to do things in a very natural way, and you do it through things that you would normally do in your everyday life, or at least what people in the past would do in their everyday life, like running and jumping and climbing.
Sure, absolutely. That can be a very good idea. Well, we hear that modern parkour,developed by French teens called the Yamakaze, has appeared on TV and in movies and ads.
Okay, so we talked about the history of parkour, and now we're talking about modern parkour. Modern means from the present time or something that isn't old.
Some cities have many old buildings, while others are full of modern buildings.
Okay, so modern parkour is a little bit different. It has been changed a little bit by teenagers in France, but we've seen it sometimes in TV or on ads.
I certainly have. Well, we finish up here. You don't have to leap between rooftops to try it. Build your skills and make the world your playground.
Make the world your playground. A playground, friends, is an outdoor area, and it's usually for children to play. But when we say to make the world your playground, it has the idea that you could play anywhere.
Yeah, you can do things. You don't need to have lots of restrictions or boundaries. And that's certainly true for parkour, where you're often using a lot of public buildings, parks, or other areas to do these movements.
You should definitely practice with easier movements if you want to try parkour before you go leaping off of rooftops.
Yes, you can see some of those videos online, but those people are professionals, people who have done this for a long time, and it's not even that safe for them.
No, it isn't. Well, friends, we have more to talk about in just a moment. Right now, it's time for today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 来看 as 加形容词、副词加 as possible 这个惯用语，它用来强调在能力或情况允许下做到最大程度，常用于给予建议、指示或强调追求最佳状态。常见的用语有As quickly as possible, 尽可能快。As carefully as possible, 尽可能小心。As early as possible, 尽早。来看这个例句。The teacher explained the problem as clearly as possible so everyone could understand. 老师尽可能把这个问题解释清楚，好让每个人都能听懂。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of our lesson about parkour, and I have a question for Garrett.
All right, I suppose I'm ready.
Okay, have you ever done parkour before?
I guess the answer has to be yes. Back when I was a student, there were some classmates that would talk about this and pretend to do some simple movements. I might have done a couple of them, but I don't know that I really knew what I was doing.
There was definitely a time in media and TV where parkour was really, really popular. This was probably about 10 or 15 years ago in the United States. I'm not sure about when it was popular in other places around the world, but we did see a lot of people try it out or be interested in it during that time.
Right. These days, of course, it's something you can still check out. And maybe try out, it could be a good way to get a little exercise, I guess.
That's right. It is, at its root, just a way to practice moving your body and get some exercise. Although, if you feel nervous about heights, this might not be the best way to go.
That is a great point. But there are some good ideas from it that you could apply to some other sports. Ideas like when you jump from a slightly higher height, you need to make sure you roll when you hit the ground and not just try and stick your landing with your legs. That way, it's a lot safer.
Ah, that's a really good point. Friends, is parkour something you might like to try? It's a great thing for you to talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.